WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers today, a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An investigation into the execution-style shooting of several dogs on May the 12th in Fremont County has led to the arrest of two people who've been charged with animal abuse. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department reports their office received a call at around 1 a.m. on May the 12th with regard to the shooting of several dogs that had allegedly been chasing livestock. During their investigation, deputies learned the dogs did not chase the livestock, and over the next several days learned the animals had been shot execution style. Each of the dogs suffered from a single gunshot wound. Deputies were able to determine 65-year-old Ori Covert Jr. and 30-year-old Amber Sharp, both of Tabor, were responsible for the shooting of four dogs. Evidence was gathered and a search warrant carried out at a residence on Tuesday resulted in the confiscation of numerous illegal wild game animals. Covert Jr. and Sharp were arrested on four counts each of animal abuse, and they were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $8,000 bond each. Numerous charges are still pending as the result of the search warrant and through the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by officers with the Sydney and Tabor Police Departments and Iowa DNR. News time is 7:07.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindemann Tractor. We at Lindemann's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor, true blue.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindemann Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kinze planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
A traffic stop early this morning in Montgomery County has resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug charges. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a vehicle driven by 29-year-old Nicole M. Snyder of Elliott was pulled over on Highway 48 at around 12:40 a.m. for having an insufficient number of headlamps. During the stop, it was discovered Snyder was driving while barred. After she was arrested for the offense, small amounts of marijuana and methamphetamine were located. Snyder was also determined to have unlawfully been in possession of prescription medication and several items of drug paraphernalia. She was booked in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a felony charge of possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver and varying degrees of misdemeanor charges associated with the other offenses. Snyder was being held in the jail on $5,000 bond. Police in Red Oak report a traffic stop Monday evening resulted in alcohol-related citations being issued to a man from Red Oak. 35-year-old Timothy Orville Welch was pulled over in the 1900 block of 200th Street at around 6 p.m. During the stop, authorities determined Welch allegedly had an open container of alcohol in the vehicle and a suspended driver's license. He was cited for being in possession of an open container while driving and for driving while suspended and released on those citations. Firefighters from Oneida and Wyota responded to the scene of a semi-tractor trailer fire Tuesday afternoon at the intersection of Highways 148 and 83. The call came in at around 12:40 p.m. The truck was reportedly hauling food and/or restaurant supplies. There were no injuries reported. Cascade Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan says the fire apparently started in the engine compartment of the semi. Crews were on the scene late into the afternoon, pumping fuel out of the truck's tanks and cleaning up the debris before the semi could be hauled away. No other details are currently available. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Monday night of an Exira man. 38-year-old Jesse Lee Archibald was taken into custody on charges of eluding, driving while suspended, and open container following a traffic stop on Highway 71. Archibald was brought to the Ottawa County Jail and released after appearing before the magistrate. And two motorcyclists were injured during separate accidents late last week in Mills County. Sheriff's officials said Tuesday that Scott Rogers of Hastings was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center Friday night by Malvern Rescue after the Harley-Davidson he was driving at a high rate of speed went out of control approaching a curve on Merrill Road about 5 miles southwest of Hastings. And last Saturday evening, Jeffrey Fink of Silver City was flown by helicopter to Creighton Medical Center after the Harley he was driving went out of control after the man left a bar in Pacific Junction. Fink's cycle slid on its side into the rear of a parked vehicle, pinning him under the vehicle. The accident happened at around 8:40 p.m. Saturday. News time is 7:11.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kinze planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
In our funeral announcements, Mary Alice Peters, age 77, of Avoca, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Alice Peters will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Curtis Scoop Eshelman, age 85, formerly of the Noble Township and Council Bluffs areas, died May the 15th in Arizona. Funeral services for Curtis Eshelman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Irene Kinkle, age 93, of Erling, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Kinkle will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harley Nielsen, age 87, who's formerly of Council Bluffs, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Harley Nielsen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Earl Manford Mutum, age 62, of Walnut, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. Graveside services for Earl Mutum will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Monroe Township Cemetery in Walnut. Joyce Wright, age 86, of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Joyce Wright will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Leo Chaffa, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday in Fontenelle. Celebration of Life services for Leo Chaffa will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Anchor Christian Rasmussen, age 92, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Anchor Rasmussen will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norman Lee Blunk, age 85, and C. Maxine Blunk, age 87, both of Atlantic, died in August of 2010 and December of 2012, respectively. Combined memorial services for Norman and Maxine Blunk will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert K. Nelson, age 59, of Menlo, died Saturday. Graveside services for Robert Nelson will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Dexter Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Larry Keith Slyster, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Memorial services for Larry Slyster will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Joanne Renicky, age of Avoca, died May the 16th. Services for Joanne Renicky are tentatively set for 10:30 a.m. Saturday at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gary Malik, age 65, formerly of Denison, died December 4th. Memorial services for Gary Malik will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leah B.B. Chadwick, age 90, of Florida, died March 22nd. Graveside services for Leah Chadwick will be Saturday at 4 o'clock in the Evergreen Cemetery at Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Marvin Steffens, age 84, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Arizona. Funeral services for Marvin Steffens will be on Sunday at the Cross of Christ Church in Kingman, Arizona. Sutton Funeral Home of Kingman has arrangements. And Roger C. Hagedorn, age 75, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. Services for Roger Hagedorn are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.